Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. But we are still at the last line of Samach Aleph Beis. The Mishnah says that even though the Simonei Behima are listed, Simonei Ha'Of, actually, why don't we take a look at the Mishnah so we can read it inside the three views. Simonei Ha'Of Lo Ne'emru, daf Nun Tes Samach Aleph. Even though it doesn't say in the Torah the simonim of ofot, aval amru chachamim kol of hadores tamei. Chachamim say that any bird that is dores is tamei. There's actually a machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Now that we're getting more into the ofot, it's worthwhile pointing out as to what exactly is meant by dores, and this has hashlachot in terms of the turkey, the famous turkey problem. A lot of people don't eat turkey, as you must know. So, and we'll talk about that, actually, what the issues are later. But the question of Drisa, if you recall, Rashi's chat was that if the bird holds the food in its hands, I'm trying to avoid the word talon, because the talon makes more Drisa of grabbing, which is more like but it inserts its nails into the food, its claws, if you want to call it, picks it up and puts it to his mouth. That's how Rashi went, instead of pecking it on the ground. Now, Tosfos Tainas, there's plenty of kosher birds that do that, and that even chickens will do that sometimes. And that was the problem with the turkey. The turkey was found to do that. And the people were tiny, the chicken sitting to him. The other child, Tosfos, and Tosfos goes at great length to show the way that the word Drisa is used, technically. The famous Gemara that says somebody who marries his daughter to an Am Haaretz. It's like he ties her up in front of a lion. Because like a lion is Deiris V'Oyotel, so to an Am Haaretz is Deiris U'Boyel. He doesn't give her the attention that she needs. Mashma, the Drisa is to eat while it's alive, Dinah's Tosfos. And indeed, he shows that that's the difference between the Toreh, like a wolf will do, and a Doreis, which a lion will do. Because the difference is that the lion eats the prey and doesn't wait till it dies, drag it back to its home, and eat it as meat. It eats it as prey. So that dores, according to Tosfos, would have to mean that it actually takes a live thing, like an ari will, which of course is a much more limited element of Risa. So, the first simon that we have, kolov hadores tamei. And it's interesting that the lack of Drisa is viewed as a simon, even though it's only passive. So it's kolov hadores tamei. And then we have three simonim of tahara. It's a little bit confusing because we include the non-drisa as a simon, really, even though we only have three simonim of tahara. The lack of drisa is itself a simon, which confuses the sugya a great deal, as we will see. And that is koshiyeshal etzba yitira, anything that has that extra finger. We talked about that yesterday. What is an extra finger? Machlokas Rashi, Ramban. Zefek, it has a crop. Or its kurkavan is niklaf, it has a peelable gizzard. Those are tahor. Those are three simonim that are given as simonei tahara. Now, that means that the Mishnah is claiming that these things are midrabbanan, at least they're explicated midrabbanan. The Torah doesn't say anywhere what those simonim are. Ask the Gemara below. Is it true that the Torah does not indicate the simonim of Ofot? The Hatanya. Now, this is a brisa that we're going to end up going through at length. But first, we're going to just select a little piece of it. And what the brisa does is basically look at the sugya in the Torah that describes 24 birds that are tummy. Okay, we're going to do the simin 4 and 20 blackbirds, and so the orev. Right? I keep explaining to you, it's nothing to laugh at. That's, isn't that a dainty dish to set before a king? It's not gave a davka. It has to do with the set before a king is the aveda, and kehanim are obviously directly connected to birds because what they do is the only aveda that's done bimalika, which is done with a kiporen, which is a tzipor. You see, that's the element of humans that are connected to birds. So that the 420 blackbirds set before a king is a little bit of a, you know, but it's the opposite. There's anything which is orev or similar to it, which is a blackbird, is in fact not set before a king in Yisrael. Okay. So those 24 birds. Now, the brassa goes through the 24 birds in such a way as to try to derive what elements within them are the simonim that we can rely on to tire. The only bird that we know for a fact that can be eaten in the Torah, that it says the Pharaoh eat, is the taurin of Naonah. Because they're brought on the Mizbeach, and those are the things that a Kohen eats. If it's obviously a kosher bird. We don't bring non-kosher things to Mizbeach. Yeah, but I'm saying that's identifiable to us. He's right about the slav, which we'll talk about. So now, what's interesting is that if we take the given kosher bird, which is the tour, and we examine the given non-kosher birds, we see that there are four differences between them. And those four differences are the things listed in the Mishnah. The non-kosher bird, and we'll find actually out of all of those 420 birds, there's only one bird that is differentiated in every possible way from the tour. In all four ways. There's only one bird that is the opposite of the tour. What the tour has, it does in all four elements. And that's why if we contrast the nesher and the tour, the nesher is not an eagle, by the way, but it's a vulture in the vulture family. So if we contrast the nesher and the tour, we find that there's four distinctions. Those are the four distinctions that we just talked about. The difference in the gizzard, the difference in the crop, that there is none obviously in a meat eating bird. The whole point of a crop is to store seeds. The difference in drisa, and we also, again, as I pointed out, the drisa is a difference in behavior. It's not really therefore it's a passive symbol. We don't have the same and it has that etzbeisera. Those are the differences. So the brisa goes through step by step to show that there's three levels in this, obviously, because if you're telling me four simanim on the one hand of a nesher, you're telling me four simanim on the other hand of a tur, and the tur is kosher, and the nesher is tamei. So then, in a sense, you're contradicting yourself. In other words, is it all four things that make something tamei, or is it all four things that make something tor? That's a big difference. And what's curious is that both are true to some extent. In other words, there are birds that have three simanim, and that are nonetheless tamei. There is a bird that has two simanim of taira, and is nonetheless tamei, which is the orev. And there are birds that have only one simanim, which is the peres vozniya, of tuma, and they're also tamei. So the brides are going to go through each one to try to explain what we see from each one of these things. Who knows? I don't know what any of them are translated. I mean, I was hoping this Sifas Kulam is why I brought it today, but I see doesn't seem to talk about it at all. Unless I'm missing this, I don't have a hard time finding anything there. Okay, so the part of the Brisa that concerns us right now is just to show that clearly the Torah does talk about the nature of the simanim, and therefore why did the Mishnah say that it doesn't say the kosher simanim in the Torah? So we're going to just start with a little piece of the Brisa. It's sort of like a literary way that the Gemara gets into the sugya. Vatanya, nesher. It says in the Torah, nesher, among the 24 birds that are tamei. And therefore we can derive that just like a nesher miyuchad, obviously, the only way we know it's miyuchad is by having something to contrast it to. Because otherwise, I mean, what of the 10 million items that you might list in the description of a nesher is the part that's miyuchad that makes it tamei? You can't say my nesher miyuchad. You know, I mean, maybe it's its color, maybe it's its feathers, what is the miyuchad? So what it means is miyuchad from the Torah that we're going to contrast it to, as we'll see later on. So my nesher miyuchad. just like the Nesher, is differentiated by not having that extra etzba along the line of the two etzbaot, but rather it has two and two, so it splits into two parts, two in front, two in the back. Vizefek, it does not have a crop. Vein kurkavano niklap, and it does not have a gizzard that you can peel the muscle off of the lining. Vidores bochel, and the way in which it eats is through drisa, is tame. And from there we learn, continues the bright, that ap kol kayotse bo tame, anything like it is tame. And on the other hand, torin, sheyesh lemetz vayetira. If you take a look at a tor, which does have that extra digit, and it does have a zefek, and its kurkavan is niklap, and it eats without drisa, veindar sin vochlin tahorin, Afko kayotze v'antorin, anything like that is Torah. Of course, this is a contradiction, which we're going to have to work out, as the Brisa itself will. On the one hand, it's giving us four simonim of tuma. Mashmah, only things with four simonim of tuma are tame, like the Nesher. On the other hand, it's giving us four simonim of tara. Mashmah, only things with four simonim of tara, like a Torah or a Torah. Well, it can't be both ways, because there's some things that have some simonim and not the others. But in any event, what concerns us for this introduction is, so does that not mean that the simonim are given in the Torah? And the Mishnah says, simonim of lo nemru? Answers Abaye, Omer Abaye, what it means in the Mishnah, lo nemru, is that lo nemar pirushar midivrei Torah lemidivrei sofri. It's true that the information is given in the Torah, but it's given in a different way, because when it comes to the various mammals, so we're told they're, not only mammals, insects, fish. So we're told over there what to look for. These are the elements that you look for to identify Tyra Vituma. And strange, when it comes to the birds, it doesn't say anything what to look for. It leaves it up to us to figure out what it is that we're looking for. And all it does instead is list the various birds. But from that list, of course, we can define what the Torah is looking for. Therefore, it says, Abaye, that's the meaning of the Mishnah. The simonim are certainly midivrei Torah, but the definition of the simonim is based on an analysis of the Rabbana, and therefore lo nemru pirush midivrei Torah lemidivrei Torah. And now here's how we apply it. Toni Rebbe Chiya, ufa babi siman echa tohor, l'fishen adom elanesha. If you have a bird, you don't know about this bird, but it comes in front of you, and you see one of these simonim of Tahira. So, if you know that it's not one of those other birds that the Torah mentioned specifically, you can assume that it's a kosher bird, because it's in a domel nesher. It's only a nesher that doesn't have any simonim. Hudalo techa, ha'ika dislecha techa, if it has any of these simonim, apparently you can eat it. Only a nesher doesn't have any simonim, you can't eat.
Is there any bird today that we would eat that is
missing? Wait till we get to the halacha lemaase. We have a couple of days of that. So now, why does Rabbi Chiya say this? And this is the way that the Gemara essentially asks the steer in the brass. Why does Rabbi Chiya say this to learn it from Nashar? Why not say just the opposite and learn it from Torin? So Leilach mitorin and say Matorin dika kulu arba. Just like the Torah has all four simanim of Torah, so too, don't eat a bird, adi ika kula arba'a. Don't eat any bird unless it has those four simanim listed in the Mishnah. It's not dores v'ochel, which is the passive simanim. And then it has the kukavon and the klef, and it has the zephik, and it has the etzbi yisera. Well, says the Gemara, if that would be true, that we would use the Torah as the basis, so that it has to be similar to a Torah in every way, and shar ofot tmeim dekatav rachmona lomalik. Why in the world would the Torah have to tell me all of the other ofot? There's not a single bird that is listed that has all these four simon, correct?
Simon of the kashrus.
Right.
Including the chicken?
And where does it say a chicken in the Torah?
So that's what I'm saying.
Birds listed in the Torah are all tame. Last I heard, the chicken is star. The Torah only lists the list of tame birds. These are the birds you shall not eat, the parasha says.
Right.
So we saw before, Shalit v'olam oyer dea, she'ein b'chol o'ilam, only these 24. And therefore, it lists the 24. Right, it's not going to list what's tar. There's millions of tar species. But there's only 24 non-kosher species. And therefore, we do it the easy way. It would take a long time to list all the kosher species, so we list the non-kosher species. Mashenke, when it comes to the mammals, we list the kosher species, because there's very few kosher species. Fine. We were supposed to learn things, but there are ketsara, not the derech ketsara. So now the question is, if we have all of these birds, and we'll see that there's 20 birds that have three simoim. And I can't eat them.
Three of the simoim.
Yeah.
Kosher simoim.
Yeah, and I can't eat them. So now if you're telling me that if it's not a tor, then you can't eat it. Then why do I, well, if it's not a tor, I can't eat it. Obviously, if it has three simoim, I still can't eat it. You said we have four simoim. You started off by saying this, the nesher is kaput. That's the opposite, right? It's the complete opposite of the tor. Doesn't have any simoim. Then we go up. We've got some birds that have one simoim. One bird, the orev, that's got two simoim. 20 birds have three simoim. I understand. What's the point of mentioning it for? I mean, I can't even eat. If I can't even eat it, unless it's got all four, what's one telling me three? You already told me it's got to be similar to a Torah. So what are you telling me? And none of these are kosher. Obviously they're not kosher. So obviously the Torah therefore is saying, well, there's only 20 special cases. Right? 20 special cases that have three simoim that you can't eat. But normally you'd be able to eat. We'll see. We're going to go this step by step. We're doing this gradually. That's the way the whole Bryce is developing. So therefore, must be that you don't need all the simonim. You only need one simon. And we have special cases in which these are tummy anyway. Wait a minute. Why is that? V'nelef minay? Why don't we learn from there to say that if in a case where it even has three simoni, classical achlina, so any bird that only has three simoni, we shouldn't eat. For sure, if it only has two. For sure, if it only has one. Now, this question doesn't make any sense. Because we just proved that what is the point of writing all of these cases? Now you're telling me, learn it from these cases. I mean, isn't that what we just said? We said, don't try to tell me that you need all four, because if you need all four, what would be the point of listing the Yisr on the three? And then you turn around and say, well, but if that's the case, let's use the three as a model that you can't eat it with the three. I thought that's what we just proved, that therefore these must be special cases. Isn't that the whole flow of the Gemara? How can you go around and turn everything backwards and say, okay, so let this be the model of what you can't eat? It just doesn't make any sense. The Tosfos says, what in the world is going on? First of all, your immediate response should be to this question, that, look, if the Torah has to tell you 20 times the same halacha, then obviously you've got all of these psukim, 19 psukim are coming for no reason. So it's a shnei simanim b'ayin, but you can't learn out. So certainly 19 psukim that are coming b'ayin, but you can't learn out. So what are you telling me? Let's use this as a model and learn out from here that if it has three simanim, it's not enough. And then why did you say it so many times? I could have figured that out once. You have to repeat it again and again and again to tell me that you can't eat a bird with three simanim? That's the first thing. That's the immediate reaction you should ask this place. What kind of crazy questions? Furthermore, you just proved that very point. You just said, if the Torah would want us to have a bird that has all the simanim that the Torah had, then you need to say no more. Just you tell me the Torah, and you're telling me, and anything like the Torah is kosher, anything less is not. What do you got to tell me? All of the birds, all of these birds? Right? So obvious. And what if it has less? Only has two simanim? And if I only have one kimmel, then I need to know. I mean, even with three kimmelim, I can't eat it. So therefore, it's clear that this is not meant to be a model. You just proved that. So how can you turn around now and say, okay, let this be the model, anything that doesn't have, that has only these three simonim, meaning what does it really need? Four simonim. You just said it can't possibly be true that it needs four simonim by the very virtue of fact that it needed to write the three simonim. Correct? Okay, so what is going on? Therefore, Tosfos says like this. That maybe the point is, we're going to see later on in the sugya, and I only brought this up now because it's something that's so disturbing that I could already see it on your faces. It didn't make any sense. We're going back and forth. So later on in the sugya, it's going to become clear that the example that we have of the 20 birds that are in fact birds that have three simonim, they do not have all of the four simonim circulating between these 20 birds. That's the point. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, let's learn that from these, that you can, indeed, you cannot eat a bird that has those particular groupings of three simonim, but you would then, I would turn around, and use the other simon. Right? Say take two. What?
Is this using to tell you all the rotations of what the top pick up of the four they have, the three that they have? So you could have one, two, three, and the next one have two, three, four, and the next one have
one. No, there's one left out of it. That's the one.
And all the 20.
That's right. That's the thing. So Mamela, the birds over here that have three loyachlinan, it's not any of the three. There's one simon that doesn't appear there, as we'll see. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, how about utilizing that simon plus the other? Two of the others. Any two of the others. That's what I would say. Okay, so in other words, if I would have Torim, it would be telling me, okay, use Torin, and Torin would mean use all four. Comes along now. No, you don't really need all four, but the three. You can't use these three that are given. That's how I would have understood. We'll get back to this when we go through this, because right now it's confusing. Okay, so let's say that the meaning, that Nelef Minayu, and say that Ma'asim Tlas of Alachlina, that in a case where you've got now three Simon, you still can't eat it. So certainly, Afkotlasa, any time three simonim come, you can't eat it. The kosher can't trade.
Certainly, you only have three simonim, you can't eat it.
The kosher can't find, and certainly, one, you're not going to be able to eat it. In which case, how did now Rabbi Chia write in his Brisa that it's tohar, because it's not similar to a nesher, as long as it has one simon, even three simonim is insufficient, and we should use that as a model. Says the Gemara, they couldn't possibly be that the three simonim are meant as a model. Because if they're meant as a model, why would you need to tell me don't eat an ore?
Which is only two.
If I can't even eat something that has three simonim, kosher can, I can't eat something that has two simonim. If you therefore need to tell me the ore, you're telling me, well, those are special cases. But normally, you would be able to eat three simonim. Right. It's only the orif that you can't eat that only has two simonim. Obviously, that doesn't help Rabbi Chia yet. We have to wait till we get to the end of the argument to show that even one simon would be enough. Okay, but at least it tells us that you can't possibly say that the model is three simonim are not kosher. Three simonim are kosher unless they're one of these birds. And therefore, because in came orif the kasher achman alomali, why would the Torah bother writing orif hashtadit leitzlat leachlinan? If a bird that has three simonim of Tyra, you're not allowed to eat. We just saw that. You can't eat even if it only has three. So kosher can. These like training, boy. If it only has the two simonim that the Orev has, what possible Havamina would there be that I would be allowed to eat it? Since the Torah writes the Orev, it must mean that three is normally okay, and these are special cases that it's not okay. But that doesn't help Rabbi Chia, because why don't we use the Orev as a model that a bird that only has two simanim is not kosher, and Rabbi Chiya claimed a bird that even has one simon is kosher. The stole, he doesn't exist. The lele
is miore. What's bothering me is that we seem to be using interchangeably the four simanim of Kamatara as the four simanim.
This is an extremely difficult sugya in which there are three major approaches that are very, very different learning through the sugya and have differences lahalacha. Right now, we'll take Rashi's approach, because otherwise you'll completely lose your mind. You try to do everything at once. And we will gradually, hopefully, come out with an understanding of it. But yes, your questions are valid. Stick the pasta. That's the best approach. You know, I never told you the Zaburish. Right, and I feel terrible. Today I brought the letters. Please don't let me go without talking to you about the Zabur. That's the latest scandal in Kashrus. So, belay with me, Orev. Why don't we learn it out then? Use the Orev as a model to say, that any bird that only has two simonim of Tyra is not edible. And yet, Rabbi Chiya said, even one is edible. We couldn't do that. Because if the Orev meant that it has two simonim of Tyra, you can't eat it. The kosher case, it only has one simonim of Tyra, you can't eat it, right? So then why did the Torah have to mention that the Peres and the Onsnia, which only have one simon, are inedible? Of course they're inedible. If even an Orev is inedible, kosher case, the Peres, the Onsnia is inedible. It only has one simon of Tyra. Right? So, in Paris was near the other woman. And if I can't even eat an orev that has three simanim of Tyra, two simanim of Tyra, how can I eat a Paris was near that has only one simon of Tyra? So the Islay Chadmi boy. Huh? Very good, okay. Still doesn't offer the fear, does it? Because I should be able to learn from Paris was near that you certainly cannot relate to one simon of Tyra. He's saying if there's one simon of Tyra, it's kosher. Paris is Paris, but it's not kosher. So apparently, one simon of Tyra is insufficient to eat a bird with. Two simon of Tyra is sufficient, unless it's an orif. Three simon of Tyra is sufficient, unless it's one of those 20 birds. Right? That's the way to do it. Certainly Rabbi Chiya doesn't make sense. Rabbi Chiya says that there's enough if you have one simon, as long as it's not, obviously, a peres vozniyah. Why don't we use the peres vozniyah as the model for the general idea that you cannot get away with only one simon, you need a minimum of two simonim. And even two simonim won't help in certain cases. Even three simonim won't help in other certain cases. But as a general rule, let's use the peres vozniyah to define a general rule that nothing is kosher with only one simon. Maybe there's millions of species of birds that have one simon. They're not kosher. Learn it out of peres vozniyah. Well, then why would I need to know that the nesher isn't kosher? Obviously, the nesher isn't kosher. It doesn't have any simon of kashrus. As a matter of fact, the contrast of the nesher and the tor was the way that we started this whole thing. Correct? The Nesher and the Torah are distinguished in four ways. Those four ways become now our models. So if the Torah tells me the Nesher, the kosher game, the Torah has told me already the Peres Vozniyah. So kosher game, the Nesher. Now this is not a very good time, is it? Because if we are right that the Nesher is the contrasting bird to the Torah, then the reason that it has to say the Nesher is to let us know what those simanim are.
Oh,
I
don't have to.
That's right. So Tosis is bothered by this earlier. And Tosis explained that's true. But given both parasols we are, since each of them has one simon, it's not the simon that's in the other one, we would now know all four. In other words, we could use a peres vozniyah as a nesher to contrast it with a Torah.
Both of them.
Both of them. Because between the two of them, we now know all of the differences between a kosher bird and a non-kosher bird. So then why would I need to use a nesher as one model to contrast it from a tor, unless it's to tell me, generally, anything that doesn't fit the model of a nesher, meaning it has no kosher siman, is trade. But if it has one kosher siman, it's kosher. Unless, of course, the parish wasn't here. If it has two kosher simani, it's kosher. Unless, of course, it's an ore. If it has three kosher simani, oh, for sure it's kosher. Unless, of course, it's one of those 20 birds. If it has four kosher simani, then it's kosher. Oh, there's no bird that has four kosher simani, then it's not kosher. Okay, so that's basically what we've come out with now. Therefore, what Rabbi Thea essentially is saying is, there's only two birds in the world that have one kosher siman, and only one kosher siman, and yet they're not kosher. And that's a peres lozniya. So therefore, as long as it's not a peres lozniya that you're holding in your hand, and we'll see later on that we can rely on that, because peres lozniya are not found in generally human inhabited areas. So if you find a bird with one siman, it's a kosher bird. As long as it doesn't have two simmons, and it's got two simmons, it's got a problem. But then you have to know that it's not an orange bird.
So,
and what's even worse, it says let me know, which means that it can't be a type of orange. A type of orange includes an awful lot of birds.
More than 20.
A lot more than 20. Mitosis uses, by the way, the cuckoo, which is a common bird. The cuckoo bird is a type of orange to talk about reason. So, okay, so we've gotten pretty much a nice picture here. So how it is that we derive this structure of Simon?
So, can I explain again about Nesha?
Yes, so the Nesha, in practical terms, the Nesha boils down to the contrasting bird to the Torah. Anything that's not a Nesha is kosher. Except for certain very specialized cases.
And why could we learn that?
We could. But then we would have thought that one simon is the model. It's not kosher. Any one simon is not kosher. Comes along Nesher, and thought, no. The model is no simon. Anything with no simon is not kosher, but with a simon is kosher. And therefore, the cases of one simon of peres lozniya are special cases. Not yet.
Suppose you have to wait.
That patience. We're getting close. Okay. So now we have a picture. In Rashi's picture, there are 24 specific birds and only 24 specific birds that are tummy. Therefore, theoretically, all of this is a non-issue, because if you knew every tummy bird, and this isn't one of them, it doesn't matter what it is. It only matters what it isn't. That's really how Rashi is learning the sugya. So in a sense, these simonim are really lahavdil torah v'lahadira. So we should get a sense of the issues that are involved. They don't have any real application. Because if you don't know the birds, you have to worry that this might be one of the 24. Unless it has all of its
siman. Except of these 24 headlines.
Oh, okay, fine. But I mean, that's a taxonomy issue. Fine. So in other words, you'd have to recognize what is meant by the taxonomical qualities of these particular 24 species. That's true. Also,
is that a play last?
There's no question that sitting straight and feeling. I want you to know, gentlemen, the man is total muscle. There's not an ounce of fat on him. Try wrestling him. He can't move. He's like a mountain. Solid muscle. And this is all a show. It's just a show. I'm telling you the truth. It's true.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yes.
It was a great show.
It so adorable. Just so adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
This
has been a bad morning. I've been taking very long walks, carrying my computer on my shoulder, and that's not done me any good. Thank you. Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's the parasaur. Yeah. Okay. So, Tosfos has a different approach. I'm not going to tell you the whole different approach, but just up front, in that first or the opening word, Ma Neshem Yuchad, Apko Kayotzebo, Rashi has a statement that basically sums up his point of view. When it's saying anything like a Nesher is Tameh, says Rashi, anything like a Nesher means a Nesher. Because since there are only 24 birds, and the Nesher is the bird of the 24 that doesn't have any simanim, so if you're identifying another bird that doesn't have any simanim, it's obviously a type of Nesher. Which means that according to Rashi, the taxonomical definitions are being given in the Gemara. It's not that there's a whole set of taxonomical questions. Right? In other words, to a taxonomist, of course, there are. Let's say we identify 500 issues that are in combination going to express what species of bird this is, right? We talk about the structure of its feathers, the placement of its feathers, its mode of reproduction, how often it feeds. Hundreds and hundreds of various elements. Then we'll talk about the species. And of course, in a modern taxonomy, we'll talk about its DNA. We'll define the species very uniquely and specifically in its reproductive capabilities. They don't match. And generally speaking, they'll be sterile together. But that's not what we're talking about, says Rashi. The taxonomy is this issue. So any bird without these four things is a type of Nesher. That's how Rashi views the entire sugya. Tosfos says, I don't see why it's important to say that. Maybe the point is, when the Gemara says that Shalit Ba'olamo Yodea, the 24, all he means is that out of these 24 can be discovered the issues that will define for you all kosher or non-kosher birds. Maybe that's the only point. And that's not to say that there may not be hundreds or thousands of species of birds that are different, they're not included in these simple 24, and that are indeed defined taxonomically in different ways. And what you have to look for is the simon. So it's a very different way of looking at it. Now, there's another very important issue that runs through the whole Masechta, which we've seen. And this occurred in Treifus as well. When we talk about these definitions, thank you so much, when we talk about these definitions, we're talking about very primitive distinctions, aren't we? Because the more you get into it, the more detail you could see defines one species, certainly one subspecies from another subspecies. I mean, it's absurd. You can get into hundreds of millions of subspecies if you really want to get down into the details. This particular thing lives only in a 2-kilometer radius up on mountain so-and-so during such and such a period. I mean, and that's the way that we define it nowadays. The Gemara later says a very fascinating thing, and that is that what defines a species to the halacha is only the primitive nature of learning that existed at the time of Kabbalah. So in other words, whatever was sufficiently recognized by an unsophisticated audience, it had a shem levi, is the way the Gemara puts it. It had a second name to define a subspecies. If that second name existed at the time of Kabbalah Satira, then that's a recognized species in the halacha. If it didn't, then it's all on a primitive level. This is the rhetorical Lashon B'nai Adam. And when we say Lashon B'nai Adam, we mean the way a primitive human gets up on this planet and finds his way around. Not that he's had the opportunity of tens of millions of man years before him which is really the way that we live. So in other words, we take for granted the combined knowledge of hundreds of millions of humans that have lived for billions of years, essentially, and that we say, yeah, well, that's what we know. We know. That's what the entire species knows. So the Torah is not talking to the entire human species. The Divrei Torah Kedushin B'nei Adam means, how does a human survive on Earth? Take a primitive human, what does he need to know to live? And that's the way that he will look at the world. The Torah deals with him on that level of instruction.
Only then, though? That seems like a big thing. It's Divrei Torah
Kedushin B'nei Adam. Remember, we had the same thing about the Trefus. What do you mean? Yes! We have better knowledge. We're more sophisticated. We understand that the things that the Gemara says are treif are not treif. The things that the Gemara doesn't recognize as treif are treif. So, of course, Banu lo hosif ala treifus. What kind of question were you yelling at us like we're crazy? So that's the whole point, as the Chazon Ish makes the point. The issue is not, and never was, what things are. It's always what things appear to be on a gross level. It was a question of what things are. So then we wouldn't be able to drink water because it's filled with animals. But those animals don't exist because we don't see them. So what do you mean you don't see them? Look through a simple microscope. Ah, but a primitive human doesn't have a simple microscope. Look how long it took for these silly little bipeds to figure out how to make a microscope that an idiot can figure out. It took billions of years of work. So, well, you're going to let me, a primitive human, I'm going to figure out to use a microscope. How would I know? So again, we take for granted a super mind that we walk around with, but that's not our mind. The Torah is not dealing with that issue. Same thing is true about spontaneous generation. The Gemara is matir killing a kinon shot. Why? Because it doesn't reproduce. It's spontaneously generated. Well, I mean, come on, any idiot could be a pastor, can't he? And show that kinim are not spontaneously generated. Really now? So why did it take thousands and thousands of years for somebody to finally figure out to do a simple experiment to show that nothing is spontaneously generated? Obviously because you need a super mind to do that. So you're going to turn around and say, so nowadays that we know that kinim reproduced exactly the way everything else reproduces, so we shouldn't be allowed to kill a kinon Shabbos because we know better. It doesn't change. Why would it change? A super mind doesn't change the way that a planet is used. It's used by organisms. It's not used by minds. And the Torah is a set of instructions for organisms. On its higher level, it does not apply to halacha. It talks about things that are necessary for minds. But in terms of Mishnah, mitzvah, halicha on the earth. Halicha on the earth is not done in automobiles and jetways. And therefore, all of the concept of halacha, did anybody say, halacha is a matos? Halacha is halacha. It's walking, exactly. And if not, it flies beautiful. It's exactly the way we use a concept that has no application of halacha. So far, it's a helicopter. That's not point of it. That's not part of that. Good. This wasn't, what's that?
Was
it shown
these animals or not?
Yes, Zos. Remember, we Zos, Sakai, Echel. And that's the thing. Even at the time, but the Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he know? Even as that? Because in fact, he didn't make that his profession. Inokinami. Tosis, in fact, points out over here. How the heck does a Chachamim have the chutzpah to make statements like "Kol Ov Adores is Islamic"? How do they know? I mean, they're not hunters. It's exactly what that says. They're Knignis. They're Blisternis. Where'd they get it from? So he says, maybe the only way we know this is indeed as a Mesorah from Noah. Because whatever he had to go through, and he brought Corbonus, follow up with fire and all. So we came on the bus with him. Maybe that's it. All right. But in any event, this is classic Divrei Torah Kedushin B'nei Adam. The whole Masechta is based on this. The Masechta is essentially meant to be primitive.
Even the name.
The Kulin. Mechulin goes all the way back to Noah. He's us, Ahas Mechulin. That's the whole point. That's, and you're saying a little thing about Lo Yada Vayachal Nayas. That's the whole beauty of it. We'll talk about this in a minute. Anyway, so getting now, Bamash is us, Ahas Mechulin. We created the second school. So, therefore, we now see from all of these things that you have any oak that comes in front of the one siman would be kosher. Because in came Neshe, because of one alone, has to be Yisle Chadlo Akmina. The less like Lami boy, if I can't even eat a bird that has one siman, what would be my Havamina to eat a Nesher that has none of the simonim of Tyra? Ella, therefore, what it must mean is Nesher, the less like Lalo de Lotepo. It's only the Nesha that has no Simen of Tyra at all. That's what you don't eat. Hadi Yislechad Echol. But if it had one Simen, you can eat that bird. And that's why Rebekah said in the Brisa, one Simen would be perfectly kosher. So, wait a second. So you're telling me that if the Torah had not written Nesha, that I would have said that also Baba Simen Echol is not kosher. That's what you said. So Taima, because of a one of Nesha, Alav Hachi, Avamina Leilat, be Peres Vosnia. What would I have said? Let's use the Peres Vosnia as a model of a bird that's tummy. That's what you said. A bird like Peres Vosnia, meaning that it has only one simen, is not kosher. Now, hold on one second. Then why did the Torah have to write both the Peres and the Vosnia? If it's a din being a model, then use one model. If it mentions Peres Vosnia, it's obviously Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kechad. So the very fact that Sarah offers us two examples, the Orev I understand. The Orev is a single example of a bird that has two simon. The Pharisee was, has two examples of a bird that has one simon, and therefore this whole wheelman breaks down. Why isn't it Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kechad? Aber the Pharisee was, Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kechad, Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kechad, Ein Melamdin. And says the Gemara, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah. The Ika Baha'i Leka Baha'i. The Ika Baha'i Leka Baha'i. That, in fact, the Peres Vosnia have one simon, but it's not the same one simon.
Why did that change?
And therefore, I might have thought that there is one weak simon. So the Peres offers us an example and says, see, here's a simon you shouldn't use. So anything that has that simon, don't use it. But any other simon you could use.
And
therefore gives me another example. Said, that's not the point I'm trying to tell you. Two simonim, don't use. One simon, don't use, whether it's this or it's that.
But the third simon, the fourth simon should be okay.
Let's they're all okay.
No,
now we're saying. Even this one is okay. Now we're having
that. Should be okay.
You can see that we're getting closer
to the
issue that's been bothering you all along. Right now, obviously, we haven't got. Once we've opened this Pandora's box, now we have to start wondering. So, wait a minute. So, the cases that we were talking about before, maybe it's that specific combination of simanim that we're talking about in the Torah, that is Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Kechad. That's what we're about to start doing now. Okay. So, Gemir Nikki Baha'i like Baha'i, Nikki Baha'i like Baha'i. Wait a second. Yeah, hold on. You got 24 Tmeim birds, right? Now, we have 20 birds that have three simonim. You have 20 birds that have three simonim. See, Yevshe, Bechad, Ika, Bahana, Flek, Bahani. There's got to be, if that's the case, if you only have three simonim of Tyre. Except for the Orei, fine. So you got to, okay, I understand. But all those other birds have three simonim of Tyre. So then, one of these birds, whether it's the Peres or the Osnia, I don't know, but one of these simonim has shown up somewhere else. It's shown up within the list of those other 20 birds, right? So, by the way, there is a Kabbalah from the Gaon that ducks are not only ducks, but any water bird can't be there in the shape of it. Not any, I should say any water bird, but any bird that has a webbed feet is by definition not dores. So that.
the first
this, this excuse.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, thank you, Richard.
It's on, back on the menu, right?
Yeah. Back on the first world alignment.
Richard Fox, by the way, is a famous anthropologist.
I mean, he's all muscle.
I read about you in Scientific American yesterday. So it's not only the muscles he's hiding, it's the brain power. So, what good is it, Air Force? It's impossible if you've got only four simon, 20 birds that are kosher. One of these birds has got to have that simon too, right? So, mirti. Esav yarbo for tamei ma'af. E efshir. The chadi ikabahanach lekabahani. In which case, you have shnei ktuvim habaim ke'achad already, right? So the shnei ktuvim habaim ke'achad, whichever it is. Well, you're telling me, well, I'm bringing another example, and you would have known about this simon. This simon is not, you would have thought, this simon is not enough to eat with. What do you mean, this simon? I mean, I've got maybe 20 other birds that have told me this already a dozen times. Don't eat with this simon. You told me that, didn't you? So why are you saying it again? So why therefore, am I tiny that I need the Paris Rosnia? So Avi lo shnei ktuvim habaim ke'echad. So why do I need now both? Ah, so think about it. Because miri esrim arba ofot tmeim havo. This is the way we have our picture bekabol. A total of 24 species of ofos tmeim. Again, this is Rashi's approach. Four simonim revolve here in this mess, contrasted between the Nesher on the one hand and the Torah on the other. Three out of those four are to be found within all of the examples. So, Telasa Hadri Bekulo Esri, Mehem Shlosha Shlosha. You have in those 20, you've got some three, you've got the Orif, which has got two, you've got one in the Paris, and one in the Osnia. And whichever one is in the Paris is not in the Osnia. Whatever's in the Osnia is not in the Paris. So these are Baha'i Lataba'a. And therefore, Ma'od, Tema Leila Fine. So I might have said that if a bird has one simen, since we don't know what that simen is that isn't in the Shvetzim, I'm going to ask about, that one simen, therefore, would be Aser. And you need to have. You need to have basically more than that simon in order to be able to be matra bird, in which case Rabbi Shia would be wrong. So we need the two simonim, unless, and you'd have to know what an ore was. Therefore, comes along the Torah to tell me that Dafka the Paris, or the Osniyah, I'm not sure which one it is, but Dafka this that has that simon, you can't eat. But it would be something else that has this one simon. You couldn't.
How do we just answer the ones? It happened to be that in 24 birds.
Right, we're not finished.
Okay.
And therefore, we're coming to say, use it as a model. Now we're getting to the essence. That was our caution. Use it as the model and say that a bird that has one simon, because now I know why I needed to listen. Because there's only one unique case. That has one simon, has never been reported before, didn't occur in any of the other ofos. And the Torah says, that bird with that one simon that I only told you once, don't eat. Huh? So you only told me once. So it's not shake the member, yeah, but why not use that as the model of what I must not eat? Namely, a bird with one simon. Therefore, comes along. Mad came up Layla Bine, Kasavakman and Nasher. Now you know why we need Nasher? That's why we need Nasher, because we don't have Shnei Simonim Habaim Ke'echad on that one simon. We have only one example. In which case that one example should serve as the model for any bird that only has one simon. Kasavakman and Nasher. Only the Nasher that lets lay klal udalo tefo. It's only the Nasher that lacks any simon. Ika the eat lechad tefo. If you've got one single sin, as long as it's not the Paris Osnia, obviously, maybe that's the sin that the Torah said not to eat. Maybe that's the bird, the Torah said not to eat. So therefore, If it's Ika, the Isleichad Echo, if it's Rabbi Chiya's case, you can eat it. So then why did the Torah have to say Torim for? Elo Torim, because of Achman Olamali. Now, this is a crazy question. Again, as Tosus points out earlier, what do you mean, why is that to say Torim? If we don't have a model for Tyra, we can't possibly differentiate what the issues are in the Tuma. It could be anything of 10,000 points. I mean, we need to have a point of reference for Tyra, a point of reference for Tuma. That may be a complex point of reference. Maybe it's both the parents of Tumah. But we need to have 2 points to contrast them. Otherwise, I mean, we have no idea what the set of issues are that we're able to now give the values. What are the parameters? It could be anything. So how can you give values to parameters without describing what the parameters are? So we have to first define the parameters. Zephek, Kurkava, Nikla, Etzpa, Yaseir. I mean, you've got to know the parameters. Now tell me, okay, what are the values that equal Tyre? What are the values that equal Tuna? What kind of question is this? What do I need Torim for? Of course I need Torim. The Tosafot says the Gemara held that because of the repetition of Torim in the Torah, that one of them was coming to teach me a specific halacha of Tyra. That was the problem. In other words, I know that Torim are a given in the Torah. We need to have, we find Torim because of the Dinim of Korbanos. So this is a ridiculous question. I mean, if there's a given in the Torah that there's a Torah, we know that Torah is kosher because everything on this bed is kosher. So what are you asking now for? Why does it say Torim? So the Gemara's Havaminet was that one of the repetitious uses of the word Torim in the Torah was meant to tell us this halacha, that the Torah is a kosher bird. In which case, but if it's not a Torah, meaning it doesn't have all of the values for those parameters that a Torah does, then it's not a kosher bird. That was the Gemara's kasha. And that's why I was asking, so what about that extra Torah? And the Gemara answered, there is an extra Torah. Omer Ravak Ufa Barchama Lekorva. This is how the Gemara says it. That indeed, every single Torah that's mentioned is coming only because of some halacha of Korban. It's never an extra Torah that's coming to teach me something about Tyra Lagabi Achila. And therefore, there is a model that exists, but it exists Lagufe. It doesn't exist in order to teach me a din that only something similar to a Torah is kosher. Stop talking about the Korban. A Torah and only a Torah is kosher with Korban. Okay? So now at this point, if I know the name of the Perzozniya, I mean, I know the identification of a Perzozniya, I should be able to eat any bird at all, as long as it has at least one sinner. So that would make things... No, it can't be one of the 24. Well, I mean, if it has more than one sinner. Yeah, correct.
Am I correct that 24 is the exact number needed for all permutations of 4? That's 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, right?
Is that important?
No,
I'm saying it's interesting.
Well, they said, well, that's 24. How could, of course, that can't be that in 24 you're not going to have all of this among you. I mean, that's backed up with fact, right?
You mean you have to have 4
when you have 4 different various
money.
Okay, so 24 is the minimum number you need to have all of them.
We don't have every possible.
No, we don't, because
we only have the possible permutation
because
three.
Right.
Three
because
plus one.
Of the 24, then we have these three birds.
Don't have all saying 4 times 3 times 2 times 1 is 24.
Well, the Gemara has, right? How can it be 24 and not every single bird?
Because we thought, you mean, that it was close to the Gemara.
Right.
That the 4 were close.
Right.
Yeah, so does that have a meaning? Then that's an expectation.
The letter.
Wait, you must hear about the Zabu. Now, the Zabu is very important. As you know from your recent newspaper advertisements, one only wants to buy in a butcher shop that can guarantee you low Bosser Zabu. This is Merumas in the Torah when it says that we will be sent Levaz. Levaz is Lo Bosser Zabu. Very big letters on the book. This is very serious.
Really send that?
Is this Emma's that they would have to do that, right?
This is the Burma
War. Wait.
Get into the issue. There is a marvelous historical background to this whole thing. Basically, the question is, we're going to have the same question, Megami Ophot. What is the position of recognizing the name of the species, the guy to the head. Now, with the birds, we understand that that's very central because of this whole problem over here. It shouldn't be central if you have all four simonies,
right?
But we'll see, but that's not so crucial. But when it comes to the Chaya, the Gemara asks, Chaya, well, Chaya is a behemoth. Meaning what? That its simanim are already the same as the behemoth, mafreses parsa, and ma'aladira. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about simone Chaya. What's simone Chaya? I mean, lahater chelva. Would also be enough. I mean, gabikisha adam simon. In terms of achila, we want to know, can we eat the thing? Now, the question is, did that mean that we now are saying that something which is a chaya has a etra achila only when it follows these horns? I mean, that sounds crazy from the Gemara to say such a thing. And yet there is such a sheet. The sheet of the Beis Yaakov that says that we changed now from our original understanding that anything that's mafreses parasa ma'alavira, it has to have the siman entire of charukos and karuchos and haduros and so on. Now, there's all kinds of shilas, what exactly is that and so on. So, Mimela, if you don't know what it is, you can't eat it.
This is great for vegetarians.
Yeah. If it's required. Now, there's a beautiful historical document.
You can't eat it?
Cannot eat it. Unless you have a couple of it. This is one of the
highest.
And Mimakar Mahalegi Ramakar Espresso. Everyone was doka. That is completely against the surge. You ever heard of such a thing that there's new simanim of Tyre? This was the man identifying a chaya versus a behemoth. You don't want to eat the chaylev? Don't eat the chaylev. So be menachem the chaylev. Like you would. Why would there be a problem of kashrus? So there's only one strange sheet that says this. And yet, what happened is that it became a minhag to avoid eating anything that we don't know that has been eaten before. In order not to get into childless people will say that this is kosher. It's a
tradition.
The terrorist issue. it's like this thing about you can't eat a giraffe. You know, so people make up these crazy reasons why you can't eat a giraffe. I mean, a giraffe should be perfectly the most kosher animal amazing, right? Now, it's beautiful. You know, this is why I wanted to bring this letter. Rav Herzog wrote a polemic against people who would not eat zabulon. And he writes in this polemic that he feels terrible to see that the Chazanish has joined the Haredim. And that he has become a kanoi, and that he paskin not to eat zabulon. The Chazanish got the letter and sent him back a beautiful letter that is so classic Chazanish I could not help but bring it to you because it has so many issues in it that are so contemporary that it's just beautiful to see. So I wanted to read you.
So those who weren't eating Zabu were eating it because they claim they don't have a Kabbalah.
Correct. So this is what he writes. He says like, I saw your sweet words. Hakovim kilakati kavle sor mashet matirim. And the Hebrew is so beautiful. That's why I'm reading. You know how he writes. He has one of the most the sweetest language for Chazanish. So you are koveya that I have taken a line now. I'll be kesher imakana'im. I joined up now with these. Which is kind of right. And therefore, I asser this shorahot, which is the zavot. Ein li chas v'shalom shum hakpadah l'advar. It's not that I personally hurt in any way. I have no hakpadah. I'm earthy 100%. V'chol zot agid shechelki b'ze b'otam hachushdim oto ve'in bo. My position in this is among the set of people that people are Christian, that they have no basis to be Christian. Sweet way to say it.
What'd you say? What's
my place in all of this is among the set of people that are chashudim for no reason. In other words, what kind of stupid thing to say about me? You requested me to be a kanoi. That's has something to do. He says, "Okay, I see what you're writing." He says, "And you're asking, and he's on who the shinui shel shor zev stapeko shuhu min acher mi ashor hamatzui benin." So the zabu has so many taxonomically distinguishing things to be a different species than our shor. Fine. So that was not what you were discussing. You weren't arguing about that. You were agreeing that it's a different species, right? The only thing is you were saying, that's harat betucha. What's the question? It's got the whole sugya. It's got everything that the sugya said. So what was the question? You were only discussing whether we have to worry about this strange sheet of the Beit Yaakov, that by a chaya, unless it has karnayim, kekarnei chaya, and therefore, so you prove that nobody agrees with Beit Yaakov. You happen to be 100% correct. Of course, some of us are not like the Beit Yaakov. Al zed danti. And that's all that I said was, that although the halakha is not like the Beit Yaakov, b'ikar hadin, u'betuchim anachnu shu tahor, there's no question it's a kosher animal. That was not what I even wrote about. B'chol zot, hanhagatenu shekadru lanu rabotenu, anachnu muzarim sheol lekabel min chadash. Because of the shach, hadavar muvoar b'ashach, If the Chayodam, if the Chokhmas Adam, which is the tape that everybody uses, Allah Allah and Yom Kippur, he simply quotes the Shach not to use animals that, not because we were Koshish for the Beis Yaakov, but that's as a getter, not to use things that you don't know. Okay, great. Yibarach Hashulchan, Shekavagam came in our shach, Kipshut Yibarach Hashulchan, even though certainly a maker. And he also brings the shach, it's another portion. It became a minhag among us that we don't eat things that have not been eaten before. And this is a thing that people only recently discovered. It wasn't part of the European experience, it was part of the Israeli experience. And therefore, I said not to eat it. Now, I would say, in general, and I don't understand why you would say that this has something to do with kanaut. If somebody is looking into an issue halach, he's trying to define someone else's opinion. I'm saying something about what I feel. I don't understand what this means. I'm simply telling you over a shot. I'm telling you over Chachmasad. I'm telling you over Rachashul. What in the world does that have to do with that's the only issue. How could you say this is my opinion, Bechlal, when all I'm doing is quoting? And the reason this is Negeder L'machalot Asrot Asher Patsar Ta'arav Yisrael. There has been a greater and greater chorma throughout the generations. It's not me who makes this up. Vein on the first Geder. Because all I said was, who's going to say that we should be punished this getter? The ein lichas v'shalom shum netiyah le'esarat abelot. I like answering things. Why would somebody think I like answering things? All I was saying is that libi ko'ev beheter zeh b'tnei shekol pirtzeh goreret pirtzeh tacherot. All I'm saying is, it's an existing takona that people have accepted. There's certainly nothing wrong with it. L'halacha. And all I said was, if you start with these pirtzehs, you never know where it takes you. That's all that I said. Muftachani, I know, of course, that someone like you, Yishanu datam ha'adina acharei mikzvah zeh, your sweet and subtle God, after you read this, will certainly be changed. V'yaskimu shalola ha'atir v'ashar, I'm sure you will agree with me, not to be martyred as zabu. L'mipnei sofik tarato. L'mipnei minhag shikavu lanu rabotenu. Now, there is another issue, and this leads us directly into the Ofos problem, and to the Efrat problem. the Efrat, you know, the Seudais with all of these millions that nobody ever heard
of. Yeah.
But Onam, there was another issue. And that is, in your second letter, you questioned even the basic point that we don't know about this animal. And what you said was, Yesh Misoret Allah. There are people that happen to eat this animal, living in India, whatever, and so therefore, why are you saying it's not a kosher animal? Zeli Yanacher, Shlodanti Allah, I never even discussed that. So that's a simple question. And unfortunately, I'm in a very bad position. What am I supposed to do? I know I'm looking really bad because of this. But in general, you know that my opinion is that Dati is notel in Hog the Behemot Kemo Ba'ofot. Now, and that's why it was actually good that we're about today. My dot is that once we saw by Ofot what it meant not to eat unless there's a Mesorah, the same idea applies to the Takana of these Ga'anim, not to eat unless there's a Mesorah. In other words, it wasn't just the fact that it's not known. You see? The question by the Eifes became, since the Torah gave the names of the Eifes of the Tumayim, so Yemela over there, you really need a Bekias in the species. Because how do you know even if it's got this one that's not that old? What you think is that when it comes to the Behema over there, it's not the Pshat. The Torah never mentioned the name of what species it is. Gave you the Simon. So over there, even if you want to be makbid and not eat something that wasn't eaten in previous history, fine, this was eaten in previous history. That's what you're saying. But I believe that that's not the issue. The issue is that what happened is they took the general takana where it was nogeh lahalacha by ofot and moved it onto mammals. Now by ofot, as you know, my opinion is that you do not change halacha in one location mipnei mesoret b'makom acher because of the mesoret in another location. So the fact that people have been eating this in India is no different than a bird that they've been eating in India, which gets us to the slav issues that you mentioned before. And what's more is that just like the Ofot, Sholo lekabel b'ze edut mikol adam, rak migavra rabba. So therefore, ba-ba-za-bu is basically what he's saying, okay? And therefore he says, I believe, Sof tavar b'zmanenu sheshoa female reforma. Everybody's looking for religious reform. Now is the worst time to be doing things Masha Nagravan Isa. Okay? And Ein Ra'ui B'Shil Zeh Lachshod B'Kavanot Zorot. I don't think that you should be, because of that, think that I have some of these weird desires to be religious. Chas v'Shalom. And I wouldn't think that it would be the right thing to daven for me that I should recover. Olehit palel aleinu shana azol et regesh there. It's unbelievable. I'm sure you must be davening that I would be intelligent enough to come all the way from L.A. But you can walk in already. Show us your face. We're waiting for this fantastic moment. There he is. Adarabba, who regesh kadosh, this is a feeling of holiness. This is the moment that Yisrael walks in. And the Abbas Tera, the year I shall
not. Can we eat some honey? Come in.
Welcome. Would I say something against the Tyra Kadesh here in Shemaim? The Badat was Matir Zabu.
Yes.
That's why all the Badat meat was Zabu meat. Now that people discovered that I was eating leather. I wouldn't even know. I don't eat pasta. You know the story of the guy walking through the shuk. Said, wouldn't you like a piece of meat? Nah. Come on, I'll buy it for you. Nah.
Wait a second. So why would a doctor want to do it? Have a great day. I'll see you later.